Cormorants by the thousands have taken up residence under the landmark Astoria Megler Bridge over the Columbia River. Their poop can corrode the bridge, and that's unacceptable to the Oregon and Washington Transportation Departments. But what actions to take against the protected birds and whose responsibility that is are up in the air. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Astoria.
It's a lot easier to count thousands of cormorants if you break it down section by section. So
about once per week, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife biologist James Lawan surveys the underside of the long, skinny, arching bridge over the Columbia River.
They're coming in all evening.
That's the sound of Lawan's clicker counter. He peers through a spotting scope from the end of a jetty to tally the double-crested cormorants.
So right now, it's probably becoming pretty obvious that there are a lot of cormorants on the bridge, given that I've about 1,000 or 2,000 clicks in here.
Lawan says the cormorant numbers on the Astoria Bridge are around 10 times higher than a few years ago.
The counts that we've been getting here have averaged about 8,500, minimum count, just the spring. And we're not getting any of the birds that are using the Washington side.
The surge of birds coincided with the shrinking of a man-made island 7 miles downstream, where the cormorants have been hazed and shot. East Sand Island was previously the biggest cormorant colony in the lower Columbia estuary. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers acted there to reduce predation on threatened salmon, but it may have simply redistributed the problem or even made it worse, according to Oregon's Department of Fish and Wildlife.
This is not according to plan.
Lawan describes a twofold problem. The cormorants on the Astoria Bridge prey more heavily on young salmon migrating out to sea than do water birds closer to the ocean. 13 runs of threatened or endangered salmon pass beneath their hungry mouths. The other issue is damage to the bridge itself from guano. Lou Torres is a spokesperson for the Oregon Department of Transportation.
There's some urgency in that we're required to, for example, inspect the bridge periodically, at least every couple of years. And so we have to be able to get our bridge inspectors to where they can see what's going on. And then, of course, we're always worried about just the toxic effects of the waste that goes on and what that does on the bridge.
Toxic meaning to paint and steel. The acidic, corrosive cormorant poop threatens to mess up a $75 million paint job that drivers across Washington and Oregon are paying for through gas taxes. The bird profusion may require the bridge to be cleaned more often, too, which Torres figures could cost millions. Bob Winters is the cormorant project manager for the Army Corps of Engineers in Portland. He says a range of federal, state, and tribal agencies are meeting to brainstorm how to get the birds to move on.
We're coming up with possible solutions.
Do you want all those birds to go back to East Sand Island, or would that be counterproductive?
That'll actually be beneficial. We want them on East Sand Island.
Double-crested cormorants are abundant throughout North America. They are not endangered, but they are federally protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. State biologist James Lawan says everyone prefers non-lethal solutions.
We've talked about everything from disco balls under the bridge to that's only half in jest, to eagle kites, to high-pressure water hoses.
Lawan says shooting the dark diving birds is not on the table, as happened previously at the island colony near the river mouth. ODOT wants the wildlife agencies to reach a decision on hazing before next spring. I'm Tom Bonsi in Astoria, Oregon.